Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with internationally acclaimed guitarist and songwriter, Hiroya Sakamoto.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, this is my first time in Pawnee, Colorado. Oh,
cool. Have you been to Colorado before?
Yes, I love Colorado, so I keep coming back every year.
You're originally from Kyoto, Japan, and I just learned that you live in New York City.
I do.
Are you a big city kind of person?
No, I grew up in a mountain back in Japan. So I'm more comfortable with the mountains, but I like New York too. I've been there almost 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I read on your website that your music is eclectic, immersive, and mesmerizing. I'm super excited to experience this. Why don't you play a song?
Okay, I will.
And tell us about what you're going
to
play.
So since I travel a lot to perform in different places, I write many songs in different locations. And I wrote this piece in Utah about a couple years ago. And I had one extra day, and I rented a Jeep. And after driving a couple of hours, I got to this beautiful natural stone bridge with the huge red rocks. And the place is called Gemini Bridge. It's a part of the Canyonlands National Park. And I wrote this piece there. So I named this as Gemini Bridge.
Awesome.
Hey, look at it, look at it, yeah, 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 yeah. banana day, stood a banana cave, stood a da 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 da.
That was a song called Gemini Bridge by Hiroya Tsukamoto.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Wow, I watched you build that entire song. Uh-huh. And we should mention that you're just one person.
Right, I am.
How do you construct a song like that? And how many parts do you think you just played?
I improvised in the middle part, kind of. So I change all the time. But I can do lots of layers, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I do too much, it gets a little muddy, so I gotta be careful a little bit. Yeah.
I liked how you started out pretty simple. I mean, then you build and then you strip it back down.
Right.
I really
so I like doing a contrast.
Yeah.
You know, with the acoustic and also a little bigger sound.
Did you write that in one sitting?
Yeah. I mean, the first time I composed, it was just three sections. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I perform, I do a little more like this at the concert sitting.
And I closed my eyes a bit too, and it was very peaceful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yeah. How do you achieve tranquility in your music?
Yeah, I grew up in a mountain in Japan, and it's very peaceful. And also, like, when I play music, I just try to be honest and natural. Yeah, so maybe that's part of the reason. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any songs about Colorado?
Yeah, I wrote a song in Black Canyon.
Oh, cool.
About 4 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an inspiring place.
It's very steep.
Talking about layers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were awarded a scholarship to attend Berklee College of Music in Boston back in 2000. Mm-hmm. Had you been to the U.S. before that? What was that transition?
Yeah, I came here as a tourist when I was high school and when I was 21, to New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the final push to get you to Boston?
Because I was playing in a group in Osaka, Japan, and the leader of the group was a saxophonist, and he studied in Berklee College of Music in Boston. And after he came back to Japan, he was telling me, you know, how good the Boston is, and he said, if you come to the U.S., you're going to be much better guitarist. And I kind of believed what he said.
Yeah.
And I took the audition in Japan. Professors go around the world to get students. So there was a one in Japan. So I took the audition and I came to the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you must have impressed this professor.
Yeah, somehow, I think.
Was there a moment before you attended Berklee or maybe during your time there that really changed your life?
Everything was so fresh. Because I didn't expect anything about Boston. I never been there before. So when I arrived there, I remember the first day too, you know, it's very, everything was fresh. And I thought I was pretty good, you know, back in Japan. But when I entered Berklee, there were so many great guitarists. And I was like, so shocked.
Did that inspire you or was that stressful?
Both, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What other songs do you have for us?
Okay, I'm going to play a song that I wrote in a small village back in Kyoto, where my grandparents are from. And this is called Takibi, T-A-K-I-B-I. It's a Japanese word, means bonfire, because making bonfire in those rural villages was kind of a tradition back then. So I wrote this piece there.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with Hiroya Sugimoto. That was a song called Takibi. I love the subtleties.
Thank you.
That song, you didn't use the pedal.
No, I didn't.
You didn't loop anything.
No.
I like how you switch that up sometimes.
Yes.
What's a normal show like? Are you kind of changing it up like this?
Yes. And I do lots of storytelling too. And sometimes I do improvisation, like totally improvise with looping and the voice, the guitar.
Cool.
So I do all the mixture of different things.
Yeah. Was music a big part of your life growing up?
Pretty much, yeah. My parents were playing music. I grew up listening to lots of American rock, and my parents were listening good American music, you know, like Simon Garfunkel, Carpenters, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And they were musicians as well?
I mean, they play music as a hobby. My dad plays a violin, and my mom plays flute and some Japanese traditional string instruments.
Were they supportive of you pursuing a musical career?
Yeah, they were worried, but, you know, they understand that, you know, I really liked it very much. So,
mm-hmm. Do they come visit you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Actually, 3 years ago, so when I was playing in Colorado, I brought my parents because I wanted them to see, you know, this landscape, and we traveled together, my parents and my wife and 4 of them. And awesome. They had a great time here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone has to come to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a little biased, but your guitar is beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, our audience can't see, but mm-hmm. at the very end of that last song, you just kind of put your finger on one of the chords.
Right.
So how did you learn how to do all these little techniques or things? And you're like the acoustic version of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, because I used to have a group. An 8-piece group with different instruments. And I was doing all the arrangement for different instrumentations. So now I'm doing solo, so I try to maximize in different sound of the guitar. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I just make up sound.
Yeah, you're definitely maximizing yourself and your instrument.
Right.
Can you play that Black Canyon song?
Yeah. Thank you.
その点で
That song called Black Canyon?
Black Canyon.
I totally lost myself in that song. Like, I had a moment where I was like, oh yeah, we're in the middle of an interview. I totally
Me
went.
Too, actually.
I went totally somewhere else.
I was too.
Yeah. Did you improvise in the middle of that song? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. You also, you kind of rocked out on that song, which I can see because I'm here, but I'm just going to let our listeners know. Hiroya was rocking out in the bamboo room. When did you write that song?
About 4 years ago.
When you were here?
Yeah, when I was here in Colorado.
Did you just sit and look at, at the canyon?
Canyon, and I came back to the hotel room, and then I started writing this piece. So I was inspired by canyon, I guess.
Cool. Do you have one more song for us?
Sure. I'm going to do something simple and no loop. This is called Another Great Day to Be Alive.
I like the title.
Thank you.
That was a song called Another Great Day to Be Alive by Hiroya Tsukamoto.
Thank you.
You're playing a show at Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose. Where else are you playing in Colorado?
I'll be coming back right here in Peonia, Blue Sage Center for the Arts, Sunday, September 15th, 3 p.m. And also I'll be doing a guitar workshop on the same afternoon, 1 p.m.
Okay.
At the Blue Sage.
Do you have to be a skilled guitar player?
No. I try to share, how to practice in daily basis, the very basic acoustic guitar technique.
Cool.
To people. And yeah.
Where can our listeners find your music?
My website, which is hard to memorize, but it's my full name, hiroyatsukamoto.com. HIROYATSUKAMOTO.com.
Hiroya, thank you so much for coming down to KVNF.
Thank you, Corey, for having me.
Thank you for this experience.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Thank you for listening.